Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Royal Rumble 2024 Prediction Show here on Fightful. I am Stephanie Chase, and I am joined by Kenny McIntosh from Inside the Ropes. Hello, Kenny. How are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you, Stephanie. It is great when Irish people and Scottish people can come together. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's a good time. And I always like to be at Fightful, so it's good.
We might need subtitles, but it's going to be fun. Okay. Hopefully you can all understand. It's afternoon time here. It's 3 o'clock, pretty early for me. Good morning to everyone watching in America. God knows what time it is there, like 10 a.m. or something. I don't know.
I think on the West Coast, it's 7 a.m.
Shit. I'm sure there's no one from the West Coast watching then. But no, I'm in a really good mood and I'm really excited to talk about this show. I've just realized that I think my head, like, am I above Bailey here? Like, is my head on Bailey's body if I move?
Yeah, your head's on Bailey. Okay. Yeah. That's a good look.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. I like her strong stance. I should adopt that. But Kenny, last time we spoke, we were doing AEW, weren't we? I think we did a WWE and an AEW show. Wasn't it a very long one?
Yeah, I mean, you could put a gun to my head and I couldn't tell you which one it was because it was so interesting.
It was a good time, though.
It was good. I remember it being fun. That's why I'm back. But I don't remember what show it was. Did we maybe do Survivor Series?
No.
No?
Because I was in Chicago then. You know what? I think it was All Out, actually. Or was it Wrestle Dream? It feels like a dream, whatever it was. It was one of those two, because it was after All In.
And we had to try and be positive about the shows that were not the Wembley show. Yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah.
We did a good job, though, I think.
We did. Like, much better job than I did with World End. That's for sure. But I am really excited about this show. Firstly, are you staying up to watch it? Are you staying up till 4 a.m. or whatever it will be?
Yeah, I am. So my birthday is on the 29th of January. So every year I just have a couple of friends around and we watch the Rumble live. So we have like a tradition. So I host and I go to, this is not a joke, I go to Argos every year and I buy a child's tombola.
So that's like a Walmart or Target. Okay.
Yeah, like a Walmart or Target. I go in, I buy this little tombola, I take all the numbers out, 1 to 30, I put them in a thing, and then when everyone arrives, we put like £10 into a cup, and then it's like a fiver per Rumble, and then everybody everybody gets like maybe four numbers, and it's really good fun, because every number for each Rumble, you're like, whose number is this? And then you think that you've like got the upper hand, because like you've got, I don't know, CM Punk. And then the person who's got Gunther's like, ha, 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 ha. So it's really good.
Wow.
Oh, Lewis, I swear to God, sorry to interrupt, I've just seen this and I can't, I'm not going to say it. I'm not a fan of Kelly, right? Because I have taste. That's why.
Whoa.
She was terrible. She's beautiful. She is one of the most beautiful women that's ever lived on earth. She seems lovely.
Strong Grace.
But she was terrible in wrestling. Because, like, you, I mean, you don't, you actually, you don't agree, right?
That Beth, no, I'm giving you your moment. I'll comment later. Carry on.
Beth Phoenix was this, like, iconic glamazon character. And then Kelly comes in. And I still have, like, PTSD of that. Hello. Like, oh, it drives me insane. So, but she'll no doubt turn up this year. So, great.
Well, thank you so much, Lewis, for the super chat, sending us $4.99 to talk about Kelly. I recently have been watching some old stuff, and it was when Kelly debuted, and like that's one of the most problematic runs ever, like her the I'm a teenage exhibitionist gimmick was, that's pretty bad. And then I watched the 2007 Royal Rumble, I think it was, the other day, because Benna was reviewing it in Grapple, so I had to watch it with him. And she, this ties in perfectly, Kenny. She had a tombola. Now, probably not from me, but she had a tombola, and the guys had to come and pick the numbers. And then Ric Flair came to pick his number, and did a little dance, and Kelly gave him a bit of a spanking.
I mean, can you have any more of an example of men writing for women than what you just described? Like, but I remember, like, Robert Duffin, who I started Inside the Ropes with, we occasionally podcast now, but he became a teacher and stuff. I remember, I think it was a SummerSlam. I'm trying to give Lewis his $4.99 worth here by continuing the Kelly run. So Beth Phoenix was facing Kelly at a SummerSlam, I think.
Yeah.
And we were at Walkabout, which is a pub in Glasgow. It's a chain, terrible chain of Australian pubs. Watch parties quite a lot. And Robert really likes like good wrestlers. Like, you know, he's not someone who likes the great Kali like I do. I mean, he's not liking the terrible stuff. So Beth Phoenix is facing Kelly, and it was just like so unrealistic that she was going to win. And then Kelly won the title, and Robert, because he was a bit drunk, smashed a glass in front of him and stormed out of the pub because he needed 5 minutes to just recover. And if that's not a sign of what she can do to people with her wrestling... I forget I say things like this, and then this is going to be clipped at some point down the line, and then Kelly's going to see it, and I'm going to have to explain it.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I don't mind Kelly for a Rumble spot. I'll say that. Now, if she was coming in like the way Trish has come in to do an actual run, She could never. But for a little Rumble spot, I don't mind it. I wouldn't smash a glass over it, but. You know,
You'd maybe smash a glass if she beat Rhea Ripley on pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. No, I would for that. That would be awful.
Don't operate any heavy machinery while Kelly's in the wrestling.
Well, we will definitely get into, like, some surprises that we could have in the Royal Rumble. So, everyone, we're going to go through the whole card. It's only 4 matches, but, I mean, 2 of them is going to take a while. Get your predictions ready. We're about to give ours. Before that, let's hear from our wonderful sponsors at Bet Online.
Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. Betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
You know, last year I put a bet on the Rumble. I did win our bet, and then I did like some other little who will have like the most stuff like that. Yeah. And now I forget what happened, but I know that Cody Rhodes came between me and a shitload of money for something he did where it was like right down to the end. And then something happened where, like, in that second, my bet was done. But yes, I'll definitely be betting the Rumble this year. Go check out Bet Online. There's not just betting there. You can play casino games and all fun stuff like that. So get involved.
I've never made a bet on wrestling before. So maybe this should be my first time. Maybe I should use Bet Online as my virginity to do this.
Maybe. Protection.
I was going to say to you though, because I remember like years ago, one of my friends, Kev, do you remember the year that Rock fought CM Punk at the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
The last time he came back to steal a full-timer spot. And so my friend had bet that Punk was going to retain the title. That was the bet he made with like a UK bet in place. And then obviously CM Punk did retain, but then the match got restarted and then Rock won and he was really drunk. So he ended up phoning the place and like asking to launch a steward's inquiry because he was saying technically he did win because CM Punk did retain and the match was restarted. So that's technically a new match. And he was like on the phone at 4 a.m. trying to bargain and he was not successful. So...
No, that's a tough one, though. I would have been upset over that. That's a tough one. But I guess your Tombola thing is like betting. It is like you're operating your own little private casino there.
And I never win, ever. Yeah. So it's actually the worst birthday idea anyone's ever had, because what I do is I host, me and my other half host. So we pay all the money to make sure there's snacks and food and everyone's taken care of. And then we buy the Tombola and then we lose both the Rumbles. So it's a false economy, but it's fun. It's for a couple of years, I kept getting Xia Li in the Women's Royal Rumble. And it became like a running gag of like, Kenny's going to get Xia Li. And I got her like 3 years in a row. I know that I'll get her this year because I've put it into the universe again. But
yeah. That sounds fun. That sounds fun. What snacks will you be having finally before we get in there? I'm thinking pizza, crisps, dips, and popcorn. I like things that last long.
Yeah, to me, there has to be hot food and cold food. So I'm thinking like pizzas, sausage rolls, onion rings, chips, little kind of party foods and stuff, and then obviously crisps and dips and some desserty things as well. We're gonna have a Costco birthday cake for me, because that's I want to gorge on Costco birthday cake. So. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm turning... Do you know what age I'm turning this year, Stephanie?
No, I don't want to guess, though.
39.
Oh, wow.
So, it's bad. It's very bad. And the impending death is about to happen. So, I'm going to try and enjoy this last good birthday before I hit 40.
Well, next year is going to be a big one. You're going to have a blowout there.
Yeah, what can I do to make me stop thinking about my impending death? That's the goal. Send your super chats in and give me ideas of how to not feel like I'm going to die soon.
Well, why don't we take your mind off it by talking about the Royal Rumble? Right, let's start with a non-Rumble match. And Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul, the US Championship. So I interviewed Kevin Owens yesterday. That's going to be on my YouTube in about, I don't know, an hour, whenever I get it finished and done. And he was really, really fun, actually, and had a lot of fun things to say about Logan Paul. I think Logan Paul's going to retain in this match, just because I think he's going to keep it till Mania to kind of have that match. And I think he's done pretty well with, you know, just freaking bringing it everywhere and like displaying the US Championship. And I do think it's going to be a good match, though. And I do like Logan Paul against my better judgment. I do like Logan Paul. What about you? Who have you got for Kevin Owens and Logan Paul?
Yeah, I think this is a pretty safe bet to make. If you're, you know, if you're going to make your bet on bet online, then I would make it that Logan Paul is going to retain over Kevin Owens. That's got to be the result. I was podcasting yesterday with Finn Martin from PowerSlam, and he gave like a fantasy booking idea, and I've not been able to get it out of my head since. Because if you look at WrestleMania, someone who's not really factored into anything yet is Brock Lesnar, right?
Yeah.
And what about Brock Lesnar and Logan Paul at WrestleMania? That could be really fun. Because
that would be really, really fun, though. I would love to see that.
So I think, yeah, Logan's going to be in something. I don't know about KO, but I can't see him winning this. I don't know if him and Sammy are going to get back together and go for the tag titles again, but I don't see this being KO's night, unfortunately.
No, neither do I. Per Kevin, but yeah, we both have Logan Paul for that one.
We love Kevin, though.
Love Kevin. We do. He was super nice. I'm sure you've interviewed Kevin Owens, right?
Well, you know the story about we booked a live show with him. Like we'd worked with WWE for like a year about doing a live show with a WWE wrestler, and then we agreed on Kevin Owens. We signed it all. It was all good to go. We announced it. We'd sold tickets, and then COVID hit, so we had to obviously cancel the event. But he then. Yeah. I think maybe 2022, it was when they came back to the UK, that Kevin Owens, we were at the Glasgow show, and he got on the mic and said, I was supposed to come here with Inside the Ropes, and I'm really sorry I didn't get to, and it's so good to be here now. So he name-dropped us in front of, 5,000 people. So he's a good egg. And I interviewed him in person. I think it was the WrestleMania, the year in Dallas, where he was facing Austin. So he's a sweetheart. He seems to be, like, the nicest wrestler ever.
Yeah, he does seem to be like one of the nicest. He is a wrestler, though, that did the interview in his car. And I always think that's funny. Like, do you get that I get that quite a lot where the wrestler is just in their car. And I'm like, are you going somewhere or are you just getting away from like your family? And like, this is like the only quiet space I have. Like, why are you in your car?
Yeah, I remember there was once where there was like a media call we were all on with Bobby Lashley, and he was going through a drive-thru.
I remember Bobby Lashley in his car in a media call.
Do you remember the one where, this was my favourite one, where we were talking to Dolph Ziggler, and this Italian guy just said, I'm not going to do an accent and offend Italian people, but basically he was like, are you going to be watching Nikki's match? And it was about Nikki Bella, because they used to go out. And he was like, no, why would I be watching Nikki's match? And he was like, because you two were together. And it was like the most awkward silence of all time. And it was bad. But I mean, yeah, in the car seems to be like a thing that quite a few wrestlers do. I think it is the kind of getting away from people and being in one space where nobody can bother you.
Yeah.
I'd rather Kevin Owens got in a car and did it there than went through a drive-thru like Bobby Lashley.
Well, at least he wasn't driving the car. I interviewed the former Brian Pillman Jr. on Instagram Live once, and he was fully driving the car, and it was quite scary. He was fully just driving down the freeway, answering questions and looking into the camera. I was like, oh, we're live, pal. Like, this is...
America's wild. America is wild. America is
wild. Shall we move on to the title match? We've got Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, AJ Styles, and LA Knight. I think this is another done deal. This is Roman is winning. I guess all there is to talk about is like what could come out of it for the other three, but yeah, Roman's winning this.
Yeah, I think the two things that I'm certain of is that Roman's winning, and also that Randy Orton is not going to be the one who's pinned. Because why would you? Because I feel that's the reason we've got the four way is because they don't really want to pin Randy Orton so quickly. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, personally, I would like to see AJ be the one to take the pinfall because I think he's kind of the guy who can take it the most. I wonder if we get any hints towards The Rock, because obviously we know that that's probably going to happen. So, I mean, maybe the Roman thing is just I think it could either be he just wins and that's it and he retains, or it could be that he wins and Rock comes out and we just are, you know, like that could happen. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be, I think the thing that's good about the four-way, I don't know how you feel about Roman matches, but I feel like it's got so formulaic that you're kind of a bit bored of the style of match that he does.
Yeah.
So having four of them might make it more interesting because it kind of shakes it up a wee bit.
I think that too. I think especially on this night where like it really is all about the Rumble, especially because there is not that one like big solo match, you know, for Roman. It's all about the Rumbles that his matches, I think, would drag in this setting. And I think having like LA Knight in there, I think is really important for the crowd because they like get behind him so much. I think it will keep them, you know, interested and entertained and all that. But there's no way Roman's losing here. It would be fun for The Rock to come out. Like, I can see that happening, you know, especially this week where he's been, you know, it's been a big week for The Rock, corporate Rock, on the board of directors there. You know, he's been palling around with everyone. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's at the Rumble.
Well, there was the tweet. I mean, it could be nothing, but there was the tweet yesterday that Triple H put out. I don't know if you saw it, where it was Triple H, The Rock, and Nick Khan at WWE headquarters.
Uh-huh.
And the caption was like, you know, an amazing week and we're only halfway through, ... Like something where it was kind of alluding to there's more to come. So,
yeah.
Because also, if they're going to do Rock and Roman, then I feel like maybe you do want to start it now. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How do you feel about Rock and Roman? Because there's a lot of kind of people talking about how it's going to affect Cody and stuff. Like, how are you feeling about it?
I do feel sad for Cody, I have to say. I think Cody should finish the story. Like, I really do. I felt really sorry for him last year. And now this is just like a double whammy. But, you know, so much has happened in a year. Like, I think it was last year, it was easy for people to say, like, he'll be fine. He'll just finish it next year. And then you get, you know, CM Punk obviously coming in. Now you've got The Rock wanting to do something, like so much has changed. So I get like if Rock wants to do it, yeah, have the match with Roman. But I think it adds to my feeling that Cody should have just won last year because there's to me nothing that Roman has done the past year that he needed the title to do it with. You know, all the bloodline stuff. He doesn't need the match with Rock to be a title match. So yeah, I just feel sorry for Cody. Like is it cool to see The Rock wrestle again? In theory, in practice, not sure about that. You know, I'm not really sure he's going to be able to do that. A guy that's like his age that doesn't wrestle on the regular.
I feel like if he is going to do it, it's going to have to be like a kind of no DQ match or something where you can kind of do bells and whistles and you can work around it. I mean, I get why they're doing it. Like, I get that it's a massive match. Mm-hmm. I think I have no issue with the match. I have more of an issue with what you do with Cody and what you do after WrestleMania, because if Roman's still champ, like, is he just not going to be around again? What's going to be this? Are we going to have to wait till next year's WrestleMania for him to lose the belt? But yeah, maybe they've got something up their sleeve that's going to make that all feel better. Maybe, hopefully.
Do you think there's any chance Roman wrestles two nights in a row so you get both?
No.
Rock and Cody?
No. I think Roman would. I just don't think that Rock is going to be the night one of night two guy. I don't
know. Yeah.
I'd love him to be. I mean, because the optics of I'm now on the board and I'm now taking the main event from somebody is not like the best look, but no, he's the Rock. Not. So
I mean, it's fun. No, carry on.
But the good thing is that if it does happen this year, there's not really anybody next year or in the future that can come in and do this again. Like, Rock is the last guy to come in and take a world title match, because it is Rock and Roman. It's been rumored for so many years, so it makes sense. So at least if Cody doesn't get to finish it here, you'd imagine he gets to finish it next year, at least.
You say that, though, but, like, the past year, we've had, you know, Punk come in. We've had, like the rise of LA Knight, say, like, I know he was, like, never going to win the title, but... And then AEW is so shaky, like, let's just say, with everything and everyone, like, you never know what's going to happen there, that, like, this time next year, even though it seems unbelievable now, like, our WWE roster could be made up of all these guys that also step over Cody because they've come in some kind of big way, or someone's gotten really hot, like...
Yeah, or do you think that does the story have to... I guess that's more of a Rumble match question. I'm just prattling on. But yeah, I think Roman's going to retain, and I think we might see The Rock potentially to set things up.
It's funny, like, you're mentioning about, like, the main events of Mania, and with it being two nights, they have kind of made it so, like, night two really is the main event.
Yeah.
And I get why they have it as two nights. I personally wouldn't have it as two nights. I think it's, you know, like, just too much. But even when I was talking to Kevin Owens yesterday, and I was like, oh, you like me an event at WrestleMania twice? And he was basically like, I mean, did I? Like, oh, there's two nights. It's like, even the guys don't take that night one main event, do they? You know?
No. I mean, yeah. I mean, he's a very down to earth guy, the fact that he's saying that. Yeah. A lot of people would be like, yeah, I main evented WrestleMania twice. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I was at WrestleMania 35 in New York. Mm-hmm. And after that live experience, I hope we keep it two nights forever, because it was so tough. Because, like, the first segment went on at, like, 5:15 p.m. And then the Becky and Ronda match finished at, like, 12:15 a.m.
Yes.
So it was, like, 7 hours. And it's just, it's too long. So
that was the New York one, New Jersey one, right?
Yeah.
I watched that on a Hooters in Times Square. No, not in Times Square. A Hooters opposite Madison Square Garden that Jay White was also watching WrestleMania.
Wow.
So I was in the vicinity, but, like, I didn't go to Mania just because I did not think I would survive, like, being outside for, like, that, you know, length of time. I just didn't want to go through it. I kind of wish I had gone through it, but...
We had some friends who went to a pub as well, and they were in a pub in Manhattan where Shad Gaspard and MVP were. It may have been, I don't know if it's the same place, but anyway, they were there. And I remember them telling us that when Kofi won the title, they had tears in their eyes.
Aww.
Because to them it was, like, such a big moment that, like, a black guy had won the WWE title at WrestleMania. And, you know, it's a cool moment that happened, and they got to
move them. I remember being at the Wally Mania party, like, a few days before that, and Kofi turned up, like, the New Day turned up, and I was outside when they arrived, so I saw them come in, and then I just remember, like, I was near the stage where it was all going, and then, like, Kofi was leaving, and everyone was, like grabbing him, like, for a photo and everything, and I was just like, hi, and he's like, do you want a photo? And I was just like, no, I just wanted to say good luck.
Oh,
I'm really pulling for you, Kofi.
That's good, very time. Sweet.
Do
maybe your positivity spurred him on to
beat Daniel so. Bryan. Yeah, I'll take credit for that, sure. Shall we move on to the women's Royal Rumble match?
Sure.
I don't even know how do we do this? I don't even know. I should know. It's my show, but. Shall we just, like, talk about some random names that come into our head, or do you have someone that you absolutely think is going to win?
Yeah, well, I think it's between two people for me. I think it's either between Becky Lynch, which feels too obvious.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning against that. And then the other one's Bayley.
Right.
Because, just because of the whole story of damage control. Although I do have an asterisk to it, where I think this is like maybe 5% possible. And I'm aware of Sean's reports, and I'm aware of everything that Sean said and screamed into stream. So I'm not discrediting what he said, but there is 5% of me that thinks Sasha Banks may show up. Because you just never know, right? Until she's turned up on Dynamite.
Let's break these down, what we've mentioned so far. So Bayley was going to be my pick as well. So we'll start with Bayley. I love Bayley. She's my favorite. I just think she's the one that, maybe that's why like my head is floating over her body. But like I just don't think she like gets the same accolades as like the other, you know, four horsewomen. And I think she's like the secret like best one. But I can see her winning, challenging EO. All the stuff that's been going on with damage control has been going on for like quite a long time. Like this is a long drawn out storyline. And I think it needs to come to an end soon. And like, we're better than Mania, and like, we're better to start it than at the Women's Royal Rumble match. So if I had to put a bet on, which I will, it would be on Bayley for that reason.
Yeah, which is, I think that's a safe bet. And also the story with Becky that they've been telling with the kind of, you know, her doubting herself and stuff, that is a better story to play out maybe at the Chamber or something rather than... Yeah, and I think, you know, Bayley's like she's the one horsewoman who's not won the Rumble, right? No, Sasha's not won the Rumble either. Charlotte's won it and Becky's won it, but I don't think Sasha or Bayley have. So, I think Bayley's the kind of one that I think would be the most obvious one.
Yeah. Well, I think Becky, they're setting it up to make you think she'd win, but yeah. I think Nia is probably going to ruin that for her, Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Was it just me, or was Nia Jax's promo on Raw okay?
I don't know if this is controversial, but Nia Jax has got a bit good.
She has, though. Like,
I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know what to do with it either. Like, she's like got like sneaky good. It's almost like she's embraced the not being good, and it's made her good.
I mean, because she that match she had with Becky on Raw was great. I loved it.
Yeah. I really liked it. How do you think Nia Jax Kelly Kelly match would work out?
In my fantasy or in reality? in my fantasy, she would squash her and it would be nothing. But in reality, she, you know, Kelly Kelly would get the roll up of doom and win. So, yeah. Oh God, don't put Kelly Kelly again.
But so you don't see like Nia Jax having a chance of winning. Like I don't. I think she's there to spoil the fun for someone else.
I mean, maybe she has a long shot because they can pick whatever champion they want. I just don't see it. I think you're right. I think she could cost Becky, or I think they could do something where Rhea comes in, and I think you could do something where like Rhea comes in and throws Nia and Becky out together, and then that sets up like a Becky Nia thing at the Elimination Chamber, and the winner faces Rhea at Mania. There's lots of things they could do, but I think Becky's going to get cost. And I mean, I would like to see Nia do something at Mania, but I just don't know if there's going to be enough space.
What about Bianca? Do you think she has any chance of winning?
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
did you see the clip of her yesterday? She was on, I think it was Hot Take it was called, and she was talking about how she would be a heel now, like in 2024, and she said that like she wouldn't want to be a cool heel, she would want to be like a disliked, hated heel and kind of work off people. So, I mean, I could see her maybe turning heel at some point in the next couple of months, but I just don't see it.
That would be bizarre, though, because she's got the TV show with Montez, you know, that they were doing ads for. And it would be so WWE, though, like, they're on the TV show, like, they're coming across very sweet. Like, they seem like lovely people, lovely relationship. But that would be the time that they, like, choose to turn her, would be, like, when we all get to see, you know, like, the actual person.
Well, weren't the Bellas heels when they were on Total Divas?
Some of it, definitely. Like, they definitely did the whole like died in the womb thing on Total Divas. Like, when we went on that ride.
I think they also did. They not do. They were. I think it was Total Bellas by this point, but they did cover the Evolution match with Ronda.
Yeah.
That time frame as well. So, someone who I think we're going to see on Saturday, and I mean, I don't think she's going to win it, but I assume we're going to see Naomi back.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if we're done, I think we're kind of done with like the main roster women that could win it, right?
Yeah.
Becky. So let's go into like some surprises. So start with Naomi. Yeah. I think we're definitely seeing Naomi back. I think like when you look back, her run with Impact was what, like 6 to 8 months or something? Like they didn't even get a year out of her. But you know, she was really good in TNA. I thought, like, I saw her when they in the UK tour, and she was like, she came over as a star on that UK tour. But
and she was very she was very smart as well, because whenever she did interviews, she wouldn't go into the WWE stuff, which although for like you and me, if we interview him, we're like, go into it. But like for her, you know, she's not going to spoil that chance of going back or whatever. And I think the fact that she could have just went back and there, you know, it would have been like not crawling back, but she could have just went back to WWE, but instead she went somewhere else. She made a name for herself in TNA, and now she's going back, I think, a bigger star than she left.
Yeah.
So I think that it's pretty commendable what she's done. Because we know a lot of people, I mean, Nia Jax, for example, we were talking about a minute ago, she didn't do anything when she was, the only thing she was going to do was a pay-per-view in Nottingham promoted by the Authors of Pain, which is a real thing that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So at least Trinity had an 8-month run facing the likes of Jordan Grace and Deonna Purrazzo and all these people. And really did a shift. So I'm props to her.
What about Mercedes? And we've like mentioned her a little bit before. Like, I'm just going to say, I think Mercedes is coming in. And that's me. I think, not disputing anyone's reporting. I think. And back when I was doing the Survivor Series, I did not have the guts to say, I truly believe CM Punk is coming back, despite the fact that I was in Chicago for Survivor Series for that reason. I didn't have the guts to express that out loud. I was like, you know, I'm not at Survivor Series because I think this is going to happen. I'm just going to have a fun time anyway. No, I was there for that to happen, right? If he hadn't come out, I would have not been happy. So I'm going to be brave now and say, I do think Mercedes is coming in to the Rumble, no matter what the AEW stuff.
No matter what Sean Ross Sapp says, you know, who believes his report and his rumor and innuendo.
I
love how he has to deal with you on Twitter since then. But like,
I think she's leading AEW on. Like, I think it's like, you know, like she's like, oh yeah, like we'll go on that date next week. Week after
I think she is. I mean, first of all, if you remember correctly, we were together at the All In press stuff, and you'd said to me about you were going out in November, and you were like, should I maybe stay and go to Survivor Series? And I was like, yes, you should. So I almost, if you think about it, helped you see CM Punk's return live. So, you know, that's just remember that if I ever need anything in the future. But I think you're right. I think that everything that Sean said, I fully believe that he's right. Why would he lie about it? He's getting these reports that she's AEW bound. But if she's not signed, if she has not put pen to paper yet, then there is a chance that she could show up on Sunday. I don't think it's going to happen. But if I'm WWE, if I'm Triple H, I'm basically going to try and meet her demands and sign her, because I think she's a lot more valuable in the women's division than Charlotte Flair is. And Charlotte Flair is valuable, but I think as Sasha, she can do so much more. So I really would like to see her come back.
I mean, Bayley got a big contract boost too. Like they're paying these women, you know, why not pay for Mercedes? I will be sad to have to not wear my Mercedes Sailor Moon t-shirt anymore, but I'm willing to let that one go to see her.
Who do you think is more likely to show up at the Royal Rumble? Sasha Banks or The Rock?
Well, The Rock.
Just at this show. I don't mean like The Rock ever showing up. I mean like on this show.
In the Rumble, like participating or on the Royal Rumble show?
On the Royal Rumble show.
Well, I think The Rock is more likely because of, you know, he's on the board now and he's hanging out with everyone. So I think, but I still think Mercedes is really likely.
And then if she's in it, surely she kind of has to win it, you would think.
That's true too.
And then what you could do is you could have her win it and have her cost Bailey, and then finally at WrestleMania we can get Sasha and Bailey.
That would be great, actually.
That we've wanted for like 10 years.
Maybe she could come in as the new leader of Damage Control.
That'd be good. Yeah.
The Rock's mom lives in Tampa, so it gives him a perfect reason to go see her. I think that's Rob on the Fightful account, but there you go. The Rock lives in Tampa. I wrote down a few other names of people that we could just quickly say, like, if we think they'll come in or not. Okay. Jade Cargill?
Yes, I think she will.
I think so. I'm waiting for this moment. I am waiting for WWE Jade. I think
I actually said to Alex McCarthy the other week about Jade. He had made a prediction or an idea that Jade could win the Rumble. And I was like, I don't think that's going to happen. But I think she'll be in it. But I think they should do like a character where she doesn't want to wrestle. Like she thinks she's too good to wrestle. And like have her be like, you know, just like have her get a match.
Is that not Eva Marie though?
Yeah, kind of like that though. Yeah. But like have her do stuff like that. Have her like sign on to do a match at WrestleMania, right? And have it be like Jade Cargill's in a match at WrestleMania. And have it be against someone like Tamina. And she beats her in 10 seconds. And and eventually the lead up to this would be, I'd have her win Money in the Bank in July. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a year where you can build her and build her and build her. Have her on house shows in the meantime, where she's getting all the ring time. So that by next year's WrestleMania season, she's got the briefcase. She's a big star. She's been on TV. And you could capitalize. That's if they think she is ready in the imminent future to be doing this.
I think we'll see her come in the Rumble, but I think that's a good idea because I think she definitely needs more seasoning. Can't see her winning it, but giving her something like a Money in the Bank where she can take her time. AJ Lee, that people keep asking about. Okay, I personally don't think so. I think she just full on doesn't want to wrestle again.
I don't think so, but also I wouldn't be really shocked if she did. Like I think I could see her doing a spot. But
I think it would be funny because she, you know, didn't wrestle when Punk was in AEW. She never seemed to be around when Punk was in AEW either. Right. Like which left me with many unanswered questions. So if she does turn up in the Rumble, it might answer some of my questions of like, okay, she didn't want to wrestle in AEW because she didn't want to work in AEW for like whatever reason, was probably vindicated in the end.
but then I think she could, the thing about the Rumble is she could come in and she wouldn't really need to wrestle much. She could just come in and do a couple of spots and do a cameo. So take your Kelly cameo and give it to AJ Lee. Let her have it instead. Let's have some joy in our lives.
True. So fantastic 12484 gives us $1.99 to say, what do you guys think about Liv Morgan?
That's a good shout.
Yeah, I think she's back.
Because she was in a team with Raquel Rodriguez before, right? She could come back and then be in the Rumble a bit, and then maybe her and Raquel can get back together. Is Raquel injured still? Is she out? She's out.
Is out, yeah.
So,
but someone like Liv is really good in the Rumble. Like people really get behind her. She can get some good spots in, and I think it'd be a nice place to bring her back.
Yeah, I mean they've only announced I think five women for it.
Yeah.
Which I quite like the idea they're not announcing a lot of people for these Rumbles. So we're kind of left to wonder.
If for me, I think the women's one is always more fun for the guest spots because I find all the women in the history of WWE like very memorable, right? So I'll be sitting watching it with a group of guys and they'll be like, who's this? it's Kelly Kelly. But
say the parameter is they have to be alive and be physically able to do it. if you could have one cameo in the Women's Royal Rumble, who would you want to have?
Well, when was it that she actually did it? For a long time, it would have been Melina, mm-hmm. and she did it. That's easy. Sorry, it's come to me. Sable. I want I want a full shoot interview with Sable where we find out every detail of her life, what she's doing now, everything about Brock. I have a real fascination with Sable, her life, the character, everything. Sable in the Rumble. Like, Sable in the Rumble.
I didn't even think about that as a possibility. No, when I was 14, I had a Sable poster on my wall.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like... No, I was going to go into more detail on that. I don't think I should. Put it this way. I really tried to like women. Mm-hmm. And Sable's poster was my last-ditch attempt. But in the end, I just thought she was fabulous and we just became friends. She was on my wall. But, I'd love to see Sable. I'd love to see an interview with her. I assume that having sex with Brock Lesnar takes a toll on you and you can't really do much else in the world. So maybe you have to rest quite a lot after that. So maybe she just can't get around in public as well.
Now I'm just thinking about that time that Brock, the video of Brock training with, and someone follows him around with a mop. And I just wonder if that happens in the bedroom too.
Oh, God. I mean, look, more power to her. But my one would be, as much as Sable would trump it.
Rob said he has a Sable poster on his ceiling. I had an Undertaker poster on my ceiling. That's what
I mean. Why does the ceiling sound more sinister? Like, because my poster is just I know why it sounds more sinister. But I also had a Jennifer Aniston poster as well in the peak days of Friends with a bob cut thing. I tried. But we should probably answer Fantastic's follow-up actually before I go into my thing.
I don't think either of them can win. We did talk about Nia Jax, and we feel like she's more going to be a spoiler for someone like Becky, right? Rather than like a not winner.
Liv, there's no chance.
No, I don't see it. With the two champions that we have, they both have people kind of like, you know, cooking for them, like Becky and Bailey or whatever with EO. So I don't see Liv and Nia winning, but certainly like in the Rumble, definitely for Liv and of course Nia.
I think Liv could have a good showing and that could be good for her. But the person I want to see in the Women's Royal Rumble, if this person could just kind of semi get the look that they had in their day, Bull Nakano. That is the one.
Yes, she would be another. She looks incredible now, though.
Because can you imagine if you had Alundra Blaze come out, like have Medusa in the Alundra Blaze gear, have her in the ring, and then have Bill Nakano come out and have a little face-off? Like, that could be a really cool moment. So
that would be so cool. Bill Nakano is definitely one of my like five favorite female wrestlers of all time. She's just awesome.
She's no Sable, though. She's no Sable.
Sable's I'm not going to get into this now because it's too much. And I do want to one day make a YouTube video about this. But Sable, the first run Sable, her character, if you really think about it, was one of probably the only empowered women at that time because she never took Mark Merrow back. She had Edge as a partner for one night, like, and then just was like, no, thank you. And she's hanging around with the oddities. It was an interesting portrayal, for sure, until things went south.
You could do a, yeah, there really is a great YouTube video in kind of her rise and then the heel turn. I mean, Sandra and I, when we do retro Raw and SmackDown over on Patreon for ITR, and we watch Raw and SmackDown from 20 years ago, and we obviously just finished the kind of Sable Vince story arc. Mm-hmm. And in that second run, she was a much better actress than she was the first time. Like, she'd really come on, and she was like very kind of like self-aware of how, like, she would do these insane segments. There was one, for example, where she's feuding with Tori Wilson, and Tori's in the shower, and Sable has this like towel, and she goes, "Tori, it's me, Sable," and like just does this like really funny inflection, and like a Bond villain or something. Like, she was really funny in the second run, but yeah, I'll do that YouTube video one day.
Definitely, I'll never forget when she used to be like, because she was so, like, she was a bad actress in the beginning, and she was so monotone, and she'd be, and there's this great clip where she's like, "Are you guys ready for the grind? I can't hear you."
She's so good. I love her. Sable for Hall of Fame.
Sable for Hall of Fame. I always like Michelle McCool's spots. Look, I stan Michelle McCool, probably because she achieved my dream with The Undertaker and all that.
Marrying The Undertaker. That's your dream.
That was as a child.
Right, because as an adult, Stephanie, you need to make some pretty interesting life choices or go along with them.
That time I had the ceiling poster. That was my dream. That's why I have this like vintage of Undertaker figure here. I think this is a truly sexy action figure. Mm-hmm. I got this when I was a kid, and then I found it again like a couple months ago, and I was like, "Oh, that's a sexy action figure." So I really like Michelle McCool. I've interviewed Michelle McCool, and I just love her spots. But like, I love the one where she was like sitting with her kids. I was like, "Oh, me really?" Like, took her jacket off and went in.
She is in phenomenal shape. Phenomenal.
Oh,
shape.
Yeah. And the only other person I wanted to mention, unless you've got more people, is: do you think we'll get like Tiffany Stratton from NXT?
Yeah, I think we'll get somebody from NXT. Maybe it'll be Tiffany. I mean, but then they probably are going to have to bring in a few NXT people just to pad out the numbers. But yeah, I don't think there's anybody else that I would, because I mean, they've done. Are there any women outside of Sable and Bill Nakano and maybe Aja Kong? I don't know if they'd ever do that one. Like, I don't know if there's anybody else from the past who haven't come back and done a Rumble. Has Jazz?
I don't remember Jazz if she has.
So maybe Jazz could be one that they could get. But yeah, I don't, there's nobody else who I think we'll get a few repeat ones. Like, I think we'll probably get Molly Holly again. We'll probably get Ivory again. I'm sure if Mae Young was still alive, we would have Mae Young.
Yeah.
But yeah, the women's one is almost more fun because there's not really the roster to do it all, so they kind of have to get a bit creative with how they do it. So it's kind of fun to see what they come up with.
Okay, I think we've talked out the women's one. Shall we move on to the men? This is even harder for predictions. I was going with Cody for a long time, until things got until all the Dwayne stuff. Then I think, you know, Punk hasn't won a Rumble. But then I watched Raw and I was like, I think Gunther's winning it. That's the first person I want to talk about. Gunther.
It's very difficult because obviously yesterday the Sports Illustrated article from Justin Barrasso came out, and it kind of has scuppered, I think, what we all thought. Like, most people, I think, thought from Raw that it would be between Punk and Cody, but now there's the Gunther thing. I can't see it being Punk and Cody and Gunther being the world champion. I don't know why. So I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to say I think that Punk wins the Rumble, not Gunther.
I want Punk to win the Rumble, obviously. I want him to win everything. But I just, with the promo with Cody, I think it depends where you're going with Cody. It depends where all this stuff's going with Cody. Because I do think that Punk and Cody would have a great Mania match. I genuinely thought their segment on Raw was the best WWE segment I'd seen in like God knows how long. Probably the best wrestling segment I'd seen since Punk and Kingston back in AEW, or something that Punk did with MJF in AEW. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so good, and I want to see them feud. And I think if you are going to, you know, bring in The Rock and do that with Roman, it is good that Cody has someone like Punk there. But I feel like Punk and Cody will cost each other. Like, that's where we're going. Like, they both want it so bad that mm-hmm. they somehow cost each other. And then the person that wins ends up being Gunther. And then if he beats Seth, it could let him just retire that Intercontinental Championship and never lose it, you know, as like the longest reigning.
I think Gunther probably is going to be the one with the report yesterday, but I'm just trying to not put all my eggs in that basket yet. I think for Cody, the best thing that could happen to him, if it's not him and Roman, is him and Punk. That's the best case scenario for him. I mean, I think the thing that's interesting about Punk's run so far is he's not really been CM Punk on the mic yet. He's not went full Punk. And I think that they're kind of holding it off. So I think that him and Cody can probably get that out of him. So that would be good. But then if it is Gunther and Seth and Cody and Punk, then what does Brock Lesnar do? Maybe he does do Logan Paul. I don't know. But it feels like somebody's going to get left out of the equation at WrestleMania this year. Like, somebody's not going to have a big match. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that would be. But, I'm going to go with Punk. Yeah, I'm going to stick to my guns. Because I think there's still a chance that we'll get Punk and Rollins at WrestleMania. Even, I think the Gunther thing is it might even be a red herring, the segment on Monday, to kind of throw us off the scent. But, yeah, I'm going to go Punk.
Well, since this is such a difficult one to call, I like this question from Main Event Uso, who says, who do you think the final four will be? So I think Gunther, Punk, Cody, and Drew. Because like this run that Drew has been, it's like the best I've ever seen Drew. Like, no offense to your fellow Scotsman, but like, I've never really connected with him as a character until the past couple of months. I think he's done some like excellent promos. And I've just really enjoyed him. And he's someone that's there that can be a spoiler or whatever. And I hope that he's not the odd man out that doesn't get a great match at WrestleMania, because I think he, like, more than ever, like, deserves something right now because he's been so good.
Yeah, I think he does. I mean, he's on the best run of his career, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he out-promoed CM Punk, which I never thought he'd be able to do. I mean, that's insane. And obviously that was kind of set up, that was kind of what was going to happen. But I think, he's... The fact that he's not re-signed and he's kind of sitting here, we're sitting here, and his contract runs out just after WrestleMania and he's not signed yet is wild. But I think that's a good final four. I think it'll definitely be Gunther, Punk, and Cody. I think the fourth one is the one that we could debate. If it's not Drew, it could be Damian Priest.
Yeah.
Potentially, because he's obviously got the briefcase, so he's a big name. I don't think it's going to be Brock. But then, I mean, I think Brock will be in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
But then what usually happens with Brock, right, is he sets up his Mania match in the Rumble somehow. Yeah. So whoever's chucking him out, or then I guess that's the match. So that'll be quite interesting to look and see what his interactions are to kind of suss out where they're going with him.
I think, the people you mentioned, I don't think Damian has a chance of winning. I think like the Judgment Day will probably cost him, or something wacky like that will happen. This guy's had the briefcase for so long. I almost think he's kind of a victim of things getting too good as well. Like, maybe when they put the briefcase on him, they didn't know that, like, well, obviously they didn't know that like Punk was coming in and all this stuff would get so hot, because the Judgment Day stuff is really hot and really great. Like, I like that a lot. But when you've got Punk and Cody, Roman, potentially Rock, and Drew being so good and all that. And
Orton being really over as well. Orton being massively over.
And the briefcase being like stuck on Damian, I think they've ended up kind of like, oh, he's got the briefcase. I mean, he could have attacked Seth on Raw when Seth is like limping like that. Like, that would have been the perfect time, but I don't think they want to go that way with him.
I guess one of the big things that we can't really answer is what's going to happen with Seth, because obviously he did the promo saying I'm going to be out a month and then I'll be back. Or well, no, he did an interview after the promo saying he's going to be out a month and then he'll be back. But is he? Is that just kind of lip service and something else is going to happen? You know, yeah. His injury could, because is he getting surgery or is he not?
I think he said, in not on Raw, but in the interview that he did afterwards, that he's not getting surgery. It seemed like in that interview, it didn't seem as bad as he made it out to be on Raw.
Right, okay.
Still, like, you know, dodgy being this close to Mania and you've got like a tear.
Do you think if it is Rollins and Gunther at WrestleMania, so if Gunther does win the Rumble,
yeah.
Do you think for Seth that feels, I mean, as big as him and Punk, or do you think it's kind of a slight downgrade for Rollins if he's not in there with Punk? How does that affect him, do you think?
I think that maybe he would see it as a downgrade, but I think that, like, I get the Seth and Punk stuff has been good, and I get, like, doing it, and they have, you know, there's all this real life heat and whatever, but I think Punk and Cody can do a better job, and I think Gunther, him being such a dominant champion, like, it really makes sense for him to come after Seth like that, but I don't think, this might sound mean, but I don't think it's what Seth would want, but it's kind of what he deserves. Because, yes, he has been good as a champion. Right. I'm gonna get myself cancelled again, like the time, like 4 years ago, that I said that he should retire. But I like him a lot more than I used to like him, like a lot more. And I think he's done really, really good. But I think when you stack him up against other names, like he's just, like, he's not Cody, he's not Punk, he's not Roman. Mm-hmm. And I think Gunther, as a, like, big heel, could reach those kind of heights. And Seth's, you know, he's done very well for himself. And if I was him and I got the Gunther match, I would be happy with that. But I think he probably wants Punk, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I think that the Gunther thing is great for Gunther. Like, it's great for him. He'll be in cloud nine if that's what he gets. But I think for for Rollins to have the tease of the Punk match is probably quite disappointing to not be doing that.
Yeah. So yeah, Brock, I do think, will definitely turn up in the Rumble. Don't know who he goes after. It'd be pretty cool if he went after Gunther, though, if you think about it. Like, that would be pretty awesome. And okay, so other people that could come in. Andrade, do you think this would be?
Yes, I think this will be the night he comes in. I don't think he'll start a feud with anybody, but I think he'll be in there and he'll do some cool stuff, and he'll do something that, I think the idea will be to get him to do something that's kind of memorable, that people remember. Yeah. And then I assume he ends up on SmackDown, maybe either like to back up Rey Mysterio against Santos and his crew, or to join Santos's crew. I think he's kind of, that's where I imagine he's going to go.
Now, what about Okada, who abruptly left New Japan in time for the Royal Rumble?
I don't think we're going to see Okada, but I do hope we see him in WWE, because I think that's more interesting than AEW. But I know I'm in the minority in that, and I know that so many people want to see him in AEW. But I mean, like, when AEW brought him in to Forbidden Door 2022, was that the first time he came in, I think? And he did that four-way where Adam Cole got the concussion. Like, if you didn't know who he was, they brought him out in Dynamite in just, like, a T-shirt and jeans. Like, he was, like, going to a class at uni. Like, there was no pomp and circumstance for him whatsoever. So, to me, I like the pomp and circumstance. I like all the flashy glitz stuff around it. So, that my hope is that we get that.
I support you, Kenny. I want Okada in WWE. I feel like...
Can't we just get Okada at WrestleMania and Sable inducted the night before and just let us be happy?
Be perfect. I think Okada... I think some of the problem... Like, there's a few problems that AEW creates when it comes to like signing people. There's many problems it solves because it gives a lot of, you know, wrestlers jobs. But Tony is very much a toy collector. And, you know, he's collected a lot of guys that probably should be like headlining indie shows now, you know, just to get that experience. But instead they're, you know, doing Rampage matches or in factions with old men, you know. But the other thing is, like, the Forbidden Door is like so cool as a concept, but I think we're 2 years into it, and now, like, what is Forbidden Door, like, 2024 going to be like with, you know, Noah Okada, Jay White's in AEW, Ospreay's coming into AEW. And I think that Okada, you know, he's had his match with Brian, and I just don't see him fitting into AEW that's so stacked on that top end. Like, I'm excited to see Swerve become champion. I'm excited to see Hangman get right back up there with him at the top of the card. I'm excited to see Jay White. This is what, like, I'm really excited for, rather than let's bring in Okada and then where are you going to shuffle him in? Well, you can't shuffle Okada in any lower than the world title because he's Okada. But I think in WWE they could find a spot for him because, you know, at least, like, they have two titles, two shows. They'll 100% do the pomp and circumstance. It'll be awesome. And it is more interesting. It's more interesting for Okada to be in WWE rather than, you know, playing with the guys in AEW that he's already encountered. It's more interesting to be like, my God, Okada, Roman, Okada, Brock, like, name anyone with Okada.
But I don't think they need to have him at Rumble because there's so much other stuff going on, and maybe he would be diluted a little bit. Like, you could definitely leave him till, you know, early March and bring him in then.
Could you see them, like, putting pen to paper this weekend, Rumble weekend? Like, they take him to Tampa, they wine and dine him, everything, they get him to sign it, and then they do, like, showing him, not, like, you know, sitting in the crowd, but, like, something like that, where they're, like, they announce that they have Okada, like how they announced Jade Cargill was signed, that type of thing. Give people, like, a little bit of, like, hyping him up and, like, have him in a suit, not jeans and a t-shirt, you know,
I think if New Japan allow that to happen while he's still got these couple of matches left, then I think it's a good idea. I think that, you know, they want to get into Japan and do, like, an NXT in Japan, so, you know, having the biggest star in Japan would be a big help. So, yeah, I think anything you can do to make him feel big would be it would be good for them, basically.
It would be good. Yeah. Are there any other guys that you would like to talk about?
I would love to see Sid return in the Rumble. It's not going to happen, but I would love to. He was always one who I wanted as a surprise, but
yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen. I think time is too late now. But I don't know who I don't know who the surprises would be this year that they've not done before.
Yeah. It's always hard to think of interesting surprises for the men because men just hang around so long in wrestling, right? Sable knew the moment to just be like, I'm stepping back, guys. I'm going to go hang out with Brock. I'm stepping back. But, you know, the guys never know when to quit. So it's always harder to think of like surprise men because you kind of feel like if they're not already in AEW or WWE, then are they?
But you could see them doing like an RVD type thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could see them do something, but it's like somebody. I don't think they're going to do too many of them, but maybe they have one surprise legend person, and then they have the Andrade one. They have Brock. They've got like enough surprises, but I think it'll be more. I mean, and from NXT, maybe you get Bron Breakker. Maybe he's in it. He could be good.
Yeah. I think the time to move Braun is like now, or maybe they've slightly passed it.
The time to move Braun was like 6 months ago, a year ago.
Yeah.
I think that the good thing about these Rumbles, though, is I think that even though we might think that Bayley's going to win the women's one, or we might think that Cody, Punk or Gunther's going to win the men's one, there's a lot of other fun elements to it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem. I feel excited with both matches. Whereas there's some years where, like, the women's one I'm into and the men's one I'm not, or the other way around. But this year I'm into both of them, which is good.
It's always so exciting. I remember last year, the men's one, I think there was like four or five entrants left. And I said to Benno, oh, so that's like I named like four people. And he was so mad at me. He was like, you spoiled it. You spoiled it. And then like Logan Paul came out, who wasn't one of the people I named because he wasn't one of the people I was thinking about. And, and I was like, oh, you see, like anything can happen. And that's what makes it so cool. Like you just, well, you really don't know who's coming.
Yeah, well, you could. I mean, they could. I mean, I don't think they're going to do it. But you could have John Cena in the Rumble. Like, there's there's no reason to not have. Remember, a few years ago, we had Shane in the Rumble.
Think he's coming this year, though.
No, no, we'll save that for WrestleMania, where he can destroy one of his legs again.
God bless him. I could maybe see John Cena though, unless he's doing something Hollywood wise. But my God, Cena and the Rock. Both like back at the same time, it just feels slightly cursed or something. It's just too.
I mean, that second match they had was cursed, so don't just leave them apart.
True.
Dear gods.
True. Well, I think we've done everything. We went over an hour. Oh my gosh! But there was so much to talk about. Like it's such a fun show, and I really do think this Men's Rumble is one of the most excited I've been for a Rumble. Like. Maybe ever.
There's loads of good options of who are on the roster already. There's loads of good options from NXT that we could bring a couple to have like a fun moment. Yeah. There's a couple of cool surprises they could do, like Andrade or whatever, and Brock. So I think there's a good mix of different stuff. I think it was Brock won the one 2 years ago, right? He won 2 years ago, and I remember that.
He won the one that he wasn't announced for, and he just because he had a match earlier that night
against Lashley. Yeah,
yeah.
And that I didn't really like that Men's Rumble that year. I thought it wasn't really for me. Whereas this year and last year, I thought last year's one was really good, the men's one. So I think both this year have got potential. So I'm excited, and you know we did go over an hour, but it takes me 10 minutes to talk about my PTSD of Kelly Kelly. So you need to give me time.
Like we had some good side tangents. We got a lot of publicity for Rena Lesnar, like here on the show. So if she is watching, she better give that interview to one of us, like or us as a tag team, like no one else. Like when she wants to do that tell all, hit us up because we have
if somebody came to me and said you can do one tour between Steve Austin and Sable, I would have to be like.
I'd do Sable.
Like Sable, I'd need to think because Sable's so like elusive. Like where is she? I mean, she's not like the wife of David Miscavige from Scientology who's not been seen. Like she's not that. But
she's close. This was quite recently. I don't know why I'm admitting to this, but in the past couple of months, I had a really long, intense dream where Sable came to my house because she was like doing the rounds of thanking people for being wrestling fans. And I had this whole big dream about spending a day with Sable. Wow. We had lunch, we went shopping. I didn't find out any gossip or anything like that. But I remember waking up and being like, wow, you like she is somewhere like locked in your brain forever that just randomly came up.
Even in your dreams, she enriches your life.
Yeah. No, we got her. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kenny. That was so much fun. I really, really enjoyed it. And thank you for everyone watching the super chats as well. Don't forget to enhance your Rumble viewing experience with Bet Online. I mean, we've given you plenty of ideas of people that you can put money on. And you can do other little fun bets too, like longest lasting, most eliminations, all that stuff too. But yeah, Kenny, thank you so much. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find you and what stuff you're up to and maybe, I don't know, how they can come to your birthday party with Tombola?
I'm not going to give that information out at this point, but I'll do the rest. There's just search Inside the Ropes everywhere. We've got a YouTube channel where we do like live show clips and we do interviews. ITRWrestling.com where we do news. If you're in the UK, we're doing tours with Sergeant Slaughter and Trish Stratus separately. They're not like a double act because that would be weird. But we're coming in late February, early March in Glasgow and London. So itrtix.com is where you can check that out. And then we've got a magazine, InsideTheRopesMagazine.com, where you can pick that up. There will be more stuff. I can't remember. There's too many things that I'm involved in, but they're all good. So, yeah, thank you for having me and letting me peddle my bullshit on our forum.
You're welcome. Yes, go check out Inside the Ropes, guys. You can find me on YouTube at Stephanie Cheese Wrestling. I'll be putting up that Kevin Owens interview and at Digital Spy on X there at Stephanie M. Cheese. And my next prediction show will be... Oh, it will be Revolution, won't it? Yes, it will be.
Will it be the Elimination Chamber?
No, it will be Elimination Chamber. It will be Elimination Chamber, guys. Thank you, Kenny. And then it will be Revolution. But yes, thank you all for joining me. Everyone, enjoy the Royal Rumble. Put on some bets. Have fun. Have a party. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.